こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。6秒で完璧に歯が磨ける 3D プリント歯ブラシというものが発表されました。これはプレジデントという、まあ、会社と商品名同じなんだけど、ところがまあ発売したもので、歯医者さんに取ってもらった歯型のスキャンをもとに 3D プリントで作成します。でなんか形は入れ歯みたいな感じで、400本の細い毛がついてるんだけど、それをまあ口に入れて6秒間噛んだり歯ぎしりしたりすることによって全部の歯が均等に磨けるということです。で1年間で取り替えることが必要なんだけど、最初の1個目は299ドル、だからまあ3万円ちょっとで、その後1年後以降は159ドルで買えるっていうことなんだけど、毛だけを取り替えることもできて、その場合は89ドル、まあ9000円ちょっとっていうことです。
There's this new toothbrush that someone has developed with3D printing, and it enables you to brush your teeth in 6 seconds, supposedly. It's made by Blizzident, I guess like Blizzard and Dental. And the company has created, well, can create a 3D model of your teeth based on either a dentist's impression or an actual scan. And it would be customized to each person's mouth. And it costs some money for this, or you can just have the bristles swapped for like Q-San. It's designed to look like a mouthpiece almost. I think you just put it in your mouth and you just kind of like move your...
そうそう、口に入れてもぐもぐするの。
Yeah, you just move your mouth around.
そうするとなんかその普通の歯磨きでも取れないような、なんかこう歯茎と歯の間に詰まったやつとかも取れるんだって。
They're saying that it enablesperfect technique and perfect cleaning, and you're going to get all the spots that you've missed sometimes because a toothbrush in your hand is kind of limited in where it can reach, like behind your teeth.
そう、結構みんなあれなんだよね。癖でこう毎日やってると癖がついちゃって一部だけこう磨き損ねてる。でそれを毎日なんだろう磨き損ねてるみたいなのがあるから。これだとまあ全部均等にいけますってことなんだけど、普通はまあ歯医者さんが推奨しているのは、普通の歯ブラシだと3分間磨いてくださいって言ってるから、
それでも長いよね。
うん、6秒ってすごいよね。しかももぐもぐするだけだから手ぶらだよ。
It seems uncomfortable if all of your teeth and gums are getting brushed at the same time.
まあ uncomfortable だろうね。だってさ、これ口閉じれないからさ、なんていうの、結構でかいじゃんこれ。写真見たんだけど、これはだからわかんない、どんな、でも欲しいんだけど、これ6秒良くない？
It's 3万円。 You can get like 2 toothbrushes for 100円。
でも105円。いやでもさ、歯医者さんだから、これ虫歯とかになって歯医者さん行ったらそんなのさ一瞬でなくなるじゃん、と思えばさ、これずっと使ってる方が安くない？結局は。
Yeah, I don't know. I want to see some studies where they actually compare it and see how it actually works.
ね、これ。
But the regular toothbrush has been outdated for a long time.
そうだね。
まあ、they have those electronic ones recently that spin or they vibrate at some sonic ultra high frequencies.
この間ちょうど思ったんだけど、全然これと関係なく、なんか、何、ここまでいろんな技術が発達してるじゃん。いつもさ、なんか最新の話してるじゃん。の割に歯ブラシはさ、ずっと、歯ブラシと傘はさ、ずっとみんな同じ。
Yeah,
面白くない？面白くない？これがさ、一番やっぱいい形なのか、本当にと思って。これ以上にいいものさ、ないのかな？
Sticking some horse hair, horse.Sticking some horse hairs on the end of a brush is pretty low tech. That's pretty basic.
ね、ちょっと原始的だよね、本当に。
It's pretty caveman.
だから、 だからこれは本当に新しいやり方だよね。しかも6秒だから。
うん、
これもうちょっと安くなんないかな。でもね、歯型取るのがきついんだよね、結構。
They,
取ったことある歯型。
Yeah, there, that happens to me all the time.
No, 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 歯型取ったことある。
Yeah, yeah, all the time. Because I'm always at the, I've been at the dentist a lot lately.
No, for the whole thing.
Yeah, well, they take 歯型 when they make you a new tooth.
But don't they do it only for one tooth or one or two?
Yeah, I had the whole thing, thing done too.
あれさ、おえってなんない？あの、ホワイトニングするときに、あの、全部の歯型取られるんだけどさ、こうなんか粘土みたいなの突っ込んで、超涙出たんだけど、マミ。
I've never done whitening before.
ホワイトニングいいよ。でも日本はね、日本とアメリカで全然違うの。あの、日本の方が弱いのね、液が。だから時間かかるの。アメリカの液がすごい強いからすぐ白くなるのね、うん、でなんかなんでかっていうと面白いの。
It makes your teeth hurt, right?
Yeah, but it's interesting because 日本だとその何パーセントっていうのがあるんだけど、その液体の、
うん、
それがだ強ければ強いほどすぐ白くなるわけじゃん、
うん、
だけど欧米人に比べてアジア人の方がエナメル、歯のエナメル質が薄いんだって。
Really?
だから強い液を使っちゃうと染みちゃってダメらしいよ。
Do you think part of that is the fluoridation of US
in the water?
They fluoridate the water in the US and it causes something called fluorasis, which changes the nature of the enamel on your teeth. It actually makes the enamel stronger. So the whitening, the difference in the whitening percentages could becould partly be because of that.
どうかな、どうだろう。
Because I think the fluoridation is probably a greater difference than like the genetic differences.
正直、いや痛いの我慢するから早く終わった方がいいんですけどって思った。で何回も行くとその分お金かかっちゃうから強い液くれた方が。I mean, I can take the pain, right?
I don't know. Emma.
Do Emma. No. でも歯は白い方がいいよね、やっぱり印象が全然変わるから。
I don't. Do you think I need to whiten my teeth?
Show me.
I don't think.
No, 白いよ、大丈夫。あのタバコ吸ってる人とかね、あのコーヒーとかいつも飲んでる人は結構気をつけた方がいいかも。
I drink a lot of coffee.
Okay, but you don't smoke.
No.
Like smoking and drinking coffee のコンビネーション多分やばいよ。あと紅茶とか、お茶系、紅茶コーヒーよく飲む人とか。
I drink more tea, probably.
あとあの、フロスと歯間ブラシもね、した方がいいんだよ、本当はみんな、ね。
Do you still have to floss if you have the blizzard dent? Do you
yeah,
know? You
yeah.
still have to floss?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, okay, fuck it. Useless. Flossing is the hard part. I don't even mind brushing. But flossing kills me.
Well, I do. マミなんてフロスして歯間ブラシしてから歯磨きしてんのね。もう時間かかるよ。
Do you floss every day?
Yeah.
毎日?
Yeah.
Once a day?
Twice.
You floss twice a day?
I floss and 歯間ブラシ. You know what it is? 歯間ブラシってさ、こうなんか。
何歯間ブラシ?
歯間ブラシ。
何
歯間ブラシ? 歯の間って書いて歯間。あの、このプラスチックの棒がついてて、そこにこういうまっすぐの、なんていうの、毛がついたの。それを歯と歯の間に入れて。
I hate that thing.
あれをやってから歯磨きしてくださいって歯医者さんに言われて、それやるとやらないでね、おばあちゃんおじいちゃん、
ブラシ is the worst。
めんどくさいけど、でもそれをやるとやらないで、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんになった時のにどれぐらい自分の歯がちゃんと残ってるかがすごい差が出るんだって。 So I'm doing it.
I think it's you're talking about the gap in your gums. So they measure how many millimeters your gum is 離れてる from your tooth?
そうそうそうそうそう。そう、下がってきちゃうんだよね。
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
そうそうそう。Yeah. Or, I mean, you just simply lose your teeth when you're older. Right? なんか、歯周病とか。
Well, that, yeah, because of your gums.
You can prevent it by doing both floss and 歯間ブラシ before you brush your teeth.
I don't do that 歯間ブラシ, but I floss every day.寝る前に。
Okay. Yeah, みんなも やった方がいいよって多分歯医者さんは言うと思う。 OK 次、触れるものを石にしてしまう湖の話です。この湖タンザニアのナトロン湖というところの、ナトロン湖という湖で、水質がものすごく強いアルカリ性なので、まあ、そこに近づいたり入ったりすると肌と目が焼けてしまう。でこの強いアルカリ性から湖の色は常に赤とかピンクとかオレンジに変化していて、どうしてこんな強いアルカリ性かっていうと、周りの丘から流れてくる炭酸ナトリウムが、まあ、この水をアルカリ性にして、これが動物の死骸をレリーフみたいにこう保護するのね。だから死骸が化石みたいにそのまま残るの。だから大きい鳥とかコウモリとかがこうなんかもう何一瞬で固まっちゃったみたいに見えるんだけど、これをニック・ブラントっていう写真家がこの死骸を拾ってきて、こう生きてた当時のポーズみたいにして写真を、撮ったのが、まあ、いろんなメディアにこう紹介されて、その中でちょっと間違えていろんな、まあ、日本でもあのオンラインニュースとかで紹介されてたんだけど、こう触ったら一瞬で石になっちゃうみたいな。あのちょっと何ファンタジー的な感じに間違えて報道されてて、
Yeah, I never bought that.
そうっていうニュースでした。
How do you say the name of this lake? Do you know?
ナトロン湖?
In English?
わかんない。
Okay, Lake Natron has a pH level
適当。
has a pH level as high as 10.5 and it burns any of these animals that are not adapted to it that actually touch the water. I guess animals can't really deal with really high levels of alkaline or low pH, which is acidic water. Anyways, sodium carbonate and other minerals float into this lake from the surrounding hills, and that's where the alkalinity is actually coming from. And these deposits of sodium carbonate act as a type of preservative for any of these animals that actually fall into the lake. And so this Brandt guy took these creatures that he found, these dead creatures that he found, and just kind of propped them up in like as if they were ikiteru.
Yeah.
On like if it's a bird, it's like on a plant or something. And I guess there's two lakes in East Africa that are like this. And the other one is called Lake Bahi, and they're both terminal lakes, which means they don't really drain to anywhere. And they're supplied by the water comes from hot springs and the small rivers.
But this one in Tanzania はもうちょっとしたらなくなっちゃうかもしれないんだって。
Why is that?
It's like なんか周りの工場とかなんか it's some environmental like pollution
oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, I read about that. There are actually there's plans to build a hydroelectric plant there, which would cut off the water supply.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。で、あのこれね、なんかアルカリがすごい強いから動物はこうやって死んじゃうって言うんだけど、フラミンゴはなんか足がこれに耐えられるようにできてって、あとそこにだからフラミンゴがいっぱい住んでるんだって、この湖に。でさらにそのフラミンゴの餌となる藻もいっぱいここにいるっていうことで、この写真ねすごいよね。でも本当に確かにファンタジー的な、なんかあの、
yeah, he's a good photographer.
そう、なんか眠れる森のビジョン思い出した。ちょっと、Sleeping Beauty。こうなんか一瞬で固まっちゃったみたいな。メデューサみたいな。
I'm sure it takes a long time for that to happen. Yeah. They just look like that because they're well preserved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of the sodium carbonate in the water.
そう、なんか、そう、他のニュースだとね、触ると一瞬で石になるって。
That'd be pretty crazy though.
ね、それ本当だったらよかったね。
What do you think about this hydroelectric plant that they're planning to build there?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. 別に。I don't know. It's not like the lake kind of seems depressing anyways.
な、でもこの写真がね、写真が結構暗いからね。And the birds and
well, he's taking it in black and white, right? Or at least really low contrast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not low contrast, but low saturation.
本当の湖は実際はピンク色っていうか、
oh, really?
赤っぽい。うん。だからあの写真の雰囲気とはまた全然ちょっと違う感じだった。
Well, if they build that plant, then they're going to lose this kind of a unique phenomenon. It'll be gone.
そう、あのね、ググるとこの写真いっぱい出てくるから、ちょっとすごいからみんな見てみてください。あ、Facebook 載せるかもしれないけどね。
Maybe.
Or Twitter. Yeah.
Maybe.
次、アメリカの10代から20代の女性の間で、thigh gap への憧れが高まっていて、専門家が懸念を示しています。thigh gap っていうのは、thigh は太もも、gap は、あの、ギャップ?ギャップっていうか、あの、なんていうの?スペース?間。あのだからその太ももの隙間のことね。あの足を閉じて膝をあの足を閉じて立って膝をつけた時に太ももがあのくっついちゃダメっていうトレンドで、あのこれはまあ元々ね足が細い方がいいっていうのは昔からあることなんだけど、ソーシャルメディアで逆にこれがさらに爆発的に広がっていて、その Facebook、Twitter、Instagram、あとはまあそのサイギャップを煽るようなウェブサイトがたくさんあって、そこでまあそのモデルのサイギャップがあるモデルのものすごい細い写真をいっぱい載せてたり、どうやって痩せるかの指南書みたいなのが書いてあって、前にも紹介したスピリング&チューイング、そのもぐもぐだけしてペッて吐き出すみたいな、あの摂食障害をこうまあなんだろう、まあそれこそ本当に煽るようなサイトがたくさんあって、その今までその自分の太ももの隙間なんて全く考えたこともなかったような女の子たちが、まあそれを見ることによってそこに執着しちゃう、あ私足がつかないからデブなんだみたいな感じで、あのやりすぎちゃうっていうことで、まあアメリカのメディアと専門家がいろいろ今あのコメントを出していて、これはあの骨格の問題もあるから、その体重とか脂肪はあまり関係ない、その骨盤と足のつき方によってあの変わってくるものだから、こうやりすぎは良くないですよっていうふうに言っています。
There's a thigh gap trend among teenagers in the States right now, I guess in Japan too.
I don't know.
Yeah? I feel like there is. I don't know. Whenever I go to Harajuku, I feel like there is. To have a thigh gap, your knees have to touch before your thighs do. And there's been a lot of activity on social media behind this movement, reinforcing this thigh gap culture. And there are some certain, what would you call it? Like these high fashion models.
Yeah.
That have kind of become icons of the thigh gap in social media. Like Cara
Delevingne.
Delevingne.
Yeah.
Cara Delevingne. And there's experts that are saying that it leads to eating disorders by promoting spitting and chewing and purging. As well as, what was that last thing you said? Oh, that your 筋肉量 and 体脂肪率 is like not really that.
Yeah,
related.
it's just a matter of how, like, of your bone structure.
I totally disagree with that though.
Well, I don't know. I think that, なんていうの? Well, first of all, そのカーラ・デルヴィーニュみたいなハイファッションのモデルをもうお手本にするべきじゃないじゃん、誰でも、
うん、
あれはもう本当にみんな細すぎる。で、その足、太ももがつくかつかないかっていうのはもちろん脂肪が少なければ、あのその足の隙間が大きくなるのは当たり前なんだけど、その度合いとして骨盤が広ければ若干脂肪がついてても足の隙間ができる子もいるわけじゃん。だからその数字とか体重だけ見て、なんだろう、とかこの足の隙間だけを見て、あ私はデブかデブじゃないかっていう風に判断できるものじゃないから、だけどこうティーネイジャーの女の子たちはそういう風にそこだけを見て、あ私デブだみたいな感じで思い込んじゃうから危ないですよっていうこと。
うん、But your muscle mass and your body fat definitely has a lot to do with it. I understand them wanting to say that to discourage girls from trying to do that.
No, they do say that you have to be skinny to get a thigh gap, but it also like requires a certain bone structure or type of bone structure to get like the square thigh gap, just like Cara Delevingne. or other high fashion models.
Does she have wide hips?
Like, yeah, for her, for her, なんていうの?全体の感じ?全体のbone structure から her, she's really petite. でもそれにしてはなんかフラットな骨盤っていうかさ、なんていうの?いるじゃん、そういう子。
フラットな骨盤。
Kind of like wide, なんかちょっと空いてる。
え?
Like 骨盤が広がってる。
I don't know. I think it's bullshit. I think if you, I think of course like the width of your hips has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But when they say like, oh, your muscle and your body fat like doesn't.
No, they never said that.
Isn't that what they're saying?
No, they
what
just
they,
said.
Can you repeat what you said?
だから骨格の問題で体重に関係なくサイギャップができない女性もいる。So
yeah,
it's not just it's not just a matter of your weight. So だからこの子たちの最もいいとされているサイギャップはこう四角いサイギャップ。普通に三角のサイギャップじゃなくて、それはもう本当に。
This,
骨盤の問題、
like, thigh gap の形とか知らない
骨盤の問題だから like I've always had a thigh gap
yeah
but it doesn't mean that I'm skinny it only means that I have a wide ass
no but if you got fat you wouldn't have that thigh gap
あ、まあそれはそうだよ、
right?
もちろん
that's what I'm saying
もちろん
so your 体重 is not 関係ない that's a ridiculous statement
no they say that because they're only talking about these already skinny girlsYou know what I mean? So these skinny girls are like, what, 40 kilos, 42 kilos, and they look at themselves and they're like, wow, I don't have a thigh gap, I'm fat. So they say, no, your weight doesn't matter. These girls on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, there are so many of them.
I think a lot of it is...
すごいよ。あのね、Instagram 結構やばいよ。あの、ハッシュタグとかで探すとすごいけど、
うん、
やっぱり痩せようとしてる女の子たちが大量にいるのね若い女の子たちが、
うん、
でみんな痩せてんの痩せてんだけどなんかもっとまだまだみたいな感じでなんかお互いをプッシュし合ってもっと頑張ろうみたいなでも頑張りすぎなのだから
Yeah, like self-image is like a really, really strange issue and it seems like a lot of people
Yeah,
kind of, it's almost like they go crazy a little bit.
Yeah, it's like obsession. They're
it,
obsessed.
It becomes obsessive.
で、特に本当にインスタグラムみたいに写真が大量にあるわけじゃん。だからお手本に、お手本っていうか、まあ、お、何?お手本にするあのイメージがありすぎちゃって、そればっかり見てると、やっぱなんか、でもね、私もあるもん経験。そのインスタグラム見すぎて、なんか、インスタグラムでフィットネスとか、mm. なんかフィットガールズみたいなのフォローしすぎて、
yeah.
そういう女の子たちのなんかフラットスタマック and なんかもう超フィットな細いお腹とかずっと見てたら自分のことが超デブに思えてきて、yeah. やばいわなんかまだまだ超デブだわみたいな、
mm.
思っちゃうのなんかでも別にそういうわけじゃないというかそういうのところに出てる女の子たちはモデルとかだからさもう毎日何ジムに行ってとかそれだけにフォーカスしてる子なわけじゃん So it's like、yeah. you shouldn't be comparing yourself to these images because it's just not relevant
I think it's just you have to be careful what you choose to aspire to
そう危ない
And
But it's so easy to forget that you know it's like it, I don't know these photos are just so accessible 特にインスタグラムだとどんどん流れてくるじゃんそれをずっとコンスタントに見てるとなんか勘違いしちゃうの
What's the account? I might want to follow it
There are so many なんか if you just search like fit girls or girls I don't know fitness、
mm.
とかいや男がフォローする分にはねいいと思うんだけど全然
I think there's way I feel like there's a lot of guys really going extreme with that lately like diets in JapanI'm seeing a lot of guys in Japan that are really skinny. Mm. And I hear guys talking about their weight and trying to get like really light. Yeah.
There was,
I was watching Japanese TV. This wasn't that recently. It was like maybe last year or something.
Okay.
But they had this program on there where they had all these Japanese models come out, and it would show their height and it would show their weight. And they had Japanese guys walk out there, and they'd be like 180 centimeters, like my height, and they'd weigh like 50 kilos. It's like, how do you weigh 50 kilos? Like, and you look at them and they're wearing like tight leather jeans, and it's just like, like they're just like pencils.
Right, right.
Yeah.
なんだろうね。なんかそうね、日本の男子は特にね、こうなんかマッチョっていうよりもちょっとジャニーズみたいな感じで、こう細くてなんか女の子っぽいっていうか。
There's a lot of hoso macho too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。でもこれ何のさ背景な、何のそういうソーシオロジー的な背景は何なんだろうね。このマッチョよりもちょっと細い方がいいっていう。
I don't know where it comes from, but programs like the one that I saw, where they're having guys walk out there that are so light that I honestly think that's unhealthy. Like, I'm not fat, but I weigh like 30 kilos more than that guy that walked out there.
Yeah. ね。
Like,
30 kilos ってすごいよね。
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a huge difference.
そうだね。
Like, everyone here is pretty light.
何食べてんだろう?
Pretty lightweight. I don't know.
Well, まあ、もともとのね、体質で太れない人とか、細い人とかはね、まあ別にいいんだけど、そのなんか、頑張って痩せなくていいのに痩せようとしてる人はね、ちょっと、なんかセルフイメージが。
There's a lot of guys on Instagram, like, there's a lot of guys in the fitness world in the West right now, that are obsessed with getting absolutely shredded, and actually cutting water weight. So they actually, they actually take drugs to shed water weight, because if you have less water,
that's so
what do you
stupid.
Call it? Like, it's like subcutaneous water retention or something. It makes you look soft.
もうパッサパサじゃん、でも。
Yeah, so all these guys, when they are trying to look the best, they shed all that water. So their hydration levels are so low that some of them pass out. Like this happens.
まあそうだよね。だってパッサパサささみ状態でしょ。
Like they can do a pinch test and your skin will like stand up on the back of your hand.
Ew.
Like they're so dehydrated.
なんでそんなことするの?
I don't know, but I think that's a lot more dangerous than some of the other diet stuff that's going on. But it gets no attention. Like everyone's always talking about, oh, the girls are like, you know, have these eating disorders and stuff, but someone just died from cutting water for an MMA fight, like last week.
Oh.
Died.
あのさ、MMA ファイトのあのウェイトのやり方絶対変えた方がよくない?な、あれおかしいじゃん。
Yeah. Well, they do that.
だってさ、その階級があるわけじゃん。で、その一個の階級は何キロから何キロ体重って決まってるじゃん。それをさ、なんか前日、そのウェイインの前日に何キロも減らして測って、で試合の前にまた超増やすじゃん。じゃあさ、意味ないじゃん。ただ不健康なだけで。
These guys drop like 10 kilos of water weight.
だからさ、なんか選手がそれをやるのは仕方ないじゃん。そういうルールだから、それをやるのが勝つのに一番近いから、まあ仕方ないじゃん。だからこのルール作ってる人はさ、なんで変えないんだろうね。もうみんなこれやってるのにさ。
It might have started with wrestling. I don't actually know. But the weight cutting, the best weight cutters come from wrestling. All the wrestlers cut weight. But the bodybuilders cut weight too, and they're not even performing.
Right.
そうだよね。Like, they're not having to do something extraordinary athletic.
Right.
But when they're on stage like that, they've shed a lot of water weight.
怖いよね。なんかウェイインの時結構さ、なんかフラフラっていうか、なんか不健康に見える選手よくいるじゃん。なんか、え、大丈夫みたいな。
Yeah, these guys have no
ね、
fat.
パッサパサ。
You're talking about like low 脂肪率 for girls, but these guys are getting down to like 3%.
Right.
Like, almost zero.
怖いよね。
And your brain is made of fat.
Right.
You know, so it's like, is this...
やばいよね。
Is this all right? Is this okay?
I bet it's not. なんで変えないんだろうね。
When you drink a lot of alcohol and you wake up the next morning and you have a hangover, and your brain hurts.
Right.
Your brain hurts because it's dehydrated.
Right.
And it's when it's dehydrated, it takes up less space.
Yeah.
So it's kind of pulling away from your skull a little bit. There's a little bit of a...
Oh, God.
Like, that's what... That's part of what hurts.
怖いね,
that
,2日酔い.
Your brain is dehydrated.
Wow.
Because, you know, when you drink alcohol, you start peeing everything out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then we give people water to try to make them okay.
よかった、アマミお酒飲まないから。
So these guys dehydrate themselves and create that gap between.
誰か来たよ.
God damn it. ちょっと待って.
マイケルの宅急便でした.
すみません. So, as I was saying, these fighters cut a lot of water weight so that their brain shrinks away from their skull, and then they get punched in the head the next day.
最悪だよね.
Yeah, it's like the. It's the dumbest thing ever.
でもその死んじゃった人は誰？有名な人？
No, he was a pretty new fighter. I think he was like 20.
Oh,
or
no.
He was a pretty young guy.
Was he with the UFC?
No, he wasn't with the UFC.
Oh.
But he was just cutting water weight. He was just cutting water.
Yeah.
And he died.
これでなんかルール変わるといいね。でもその階級のウェイインの。
Yeah, because that level of dehydration that they reach.
Yeah.
That's like an that's a medical emergency in any other situation.
そうだよね、確かに。てか誰もやんないからね。They can
recover you from the desert, and you wouldn't have lost that much water.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you don't
get punched the next day.
It depends. You don't get punched the next day. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
If you're airlifting a helicopter.
かわいそう。
And fucking Wanderlei Silva in. Just beats the shit out of you as soon as you get up there.
Yeah. 絶対嫌だ.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
次.
Next. Silk Road, the online drug marketplace, is now under FBI control as of October 2nd. The agency also arrested Ross William Ulbricht. Ulbricht. Ulbricht.
Ulbricht, janai.
I don't know. He was chilling in a public library in San Francisco when he was arrested by the FBI. For the past 2.5 years, the underground online marketplace Silk Road has been described as the eBay of illegal goods, services, and so forth. You could buy heroin, guns, contract killers, and so on. The site had 957,079 registered users when it was shut down, and was used for roughly $1.3 billion in transactions over the past 2 or so years.
オンライン闇市場のシルクロードと呼ばれる、まあ、市場があったんだけど、それが FBI によって 10月 2日 に閉鎖されました。これは 過去 2.5 年間にわたって運営されていて 13 億ドル市場と言われていました。これを運営していたロス・ウィリアム・ウルブリヒトという男性が、まあ、サンフランシスコで逮捕されました。彼の資産は 8500万ドルと言われていて、このシルクロードでは、まあ、ヘロインとかコカインをはじめとするドラッグの売買、あと暗殺の依頼とか、あとはまあ、あの、 銃 ライフルとかの売買も行われていました。で、このシャットダウン閉鎖された時点で約100万人のユーザーがいて、支払いはすべてビットコインで行われていたということです。映画みたいだね。Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. I kind of wish I had a chance to use it before they shut it down.
13億ドルって相当だよね。普通のもうインダストリーじゃん。
The founder made $85 million.
That's a lot of money.
From that. Remaining deep web markets include Sheep Marketplace, Black Market Reloaded, and Deep Bay. There was another one called Atlantis, which had emerged earlier this year. But 2 weeks ago, Atlantis announced that it was shutting down for security reasons outside of their control. No, there's kind of a weird process to try to get that you have to do to get into the deep web.
But how hard is it?
It's not that hard. Oh. I remember going on there once, but I didn't I didn't have any bitcoins, and I didn't. Oh.
What did you want to buy?
I was just looking, because someone told me how to do it, like how to get on there.
何が売ってんの? I mean, besides all these like obvious drug とか.
Oh, they have everything guns. On there. It's just an unregulated marketplace.
Okay.
So if you want grenades or sniper rifles or hose or
pimps,
viruses or
viruses,
or whatever.
Seriously?
There's contract killers on there. You can hire people on there to kill other people.
Yeah.
And pay them in bitcoins and
Gorugo.
And Silk Road had a complex system known as a Tumblr that would create a bunch of fake transactions to conceal the money trail. And then bitcoins is like that digital currency.
実際ここで依頼された暗殺で実行されたものってあるのかな?
I don't know.
どうなんだろうね。どれぐらいあるんだろう。え、これでも FBI がもう閉鎖してるからどこまでわかるんだろうね。でもどこまでトラッキングできるんだろう。
Well, it's $1.3 billion dollars of illegal transactions.
Yeah.
Right?
That's going to be a lot of paperwork for those
That's
guys.
A lot of people that have been murdered or drugged or
Yeah.
or something. $1.3 billion dollars worth、ね、of black market.
だからこれ捕まえるのはいいけどさ、その後大変だね。
I don't know. I think they should have just left it.
めんどくさいから。
There's no point. Like what? So they shut down Silk Road, but there's still sheep marketplace. There's still black market reloaded. There's still deep bay. There's still other ones.
そうだけど、
They're always going to be there.
でもこれを掴めばさ、その元の情報が手に入るじゃん、サーバーとかの。そうするとさ、その can't they just track people who are make like cooking those drugs or?
Well,
you know,
that's what they've been trying to do, but. Here's the thing, when they make all this stuff illegal, all they do is drive up prices, right?
Right.
Because of the risk associated with producing and distributing these things. And so what happens is that the criminal organizations have a lot more leverage to profit, right? So now the criminal organizations have enormous amounts of money. As a result of the drug war. And the drug war has costed the government enormous amounts of money.
Right.
And the people that get arrested and put in jail are just, you know, they're non-violent drug users. They're not the people that are shooting people. They're not the people
that are... Yeah, I'm not talking about the users. I'm just talking about people who are providing drugs. Because they have to be on these, like, websites too, right?
Well, a lot of it is that... Drugs are legal in other places, but they're illegal in the United States. So if you have an online marketplace like this, then someone where that drug is legal can sell someone where that drug is illegal, that illegal drug over the internet. Right? So now...
まあ、なんかそういう特殊なものはあれだけどさ、そういうコカインとかさ、結構ユニバーサルに何違法なものとか。You know,
it's not really universally
illegal. Really? Cocaine?
It's legal in Mexico.
It's legal in Mexico?
I believe so.
Uso?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Eh?
そ
うなの?
I thought the Mexican government legalized everything
what?
Recently in an effort to fight the drug trade.
What?
No?
知らない。
I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
That would be crazy, though. Right?
Yeah.
そしたらもうアメリカとメキシコの国境とか大変なことになるじゃん。
Why?
If you can buy cocaine legally in Mexico, I'm sure a lot of people will go buy it and try to smuggle it into the States.
Maybe they didn't legalize cocaine. I'm not sure.
That would go out of control, じゃない?
It might have been somewhere else.
Maybe it was pot, just pot.
Yeah, I don't know.
まあでもこのね、ブラックマーケットみたいな、結構前から、あとあれも売るんだよね、個人情報、クレジットカードとか。
I just checked, and it looks like they have legalized, or they are legalizing.
Wow.
Yeah.
それすごいね。
Why?
What?
It's just like possession for like personal use. It says, wow. As of 2009, the Mexican legislature officially legalized small doses of cocaine, heroin, marijuana, crystal meth, ecstasy.
What?
Yeah.
Meth more?
That whole situation, this really drives me crazy. But that whole situation with Mexico and the drug wars and all the problems in the U.S. is because it's illegal.
Mm.
That's what's given the drug cartels so much power.
まあね。
Right?
Yeah. まあね、本当はだから政府が管理した方が。
It's basically an arrangement between corporations in the United States and drug cartels.
Yeah.
To extract money from the American people in the form of tax dollars.
Right.
So they can spend it on whatever they want to.
まあ本当はね、だって合法だったらそのお酒とかタバコみたいになるわけだからね、ただ。
And the only argument for one of the main arguments that I hear against legalization is like, oh well, you know, what about the police force? The police force is always whining about this, like, oh, you know, our budget, and we have the whole DEA, you know, and how many of them are going to get laid off? But You don't hire people so that you can hire people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be really stupid. まあだってそこにどれだけ税金が何つぎ込まれてるかと思うとさ、right? If they don't have to like put a raid on coke factories and like bust all those people with like tiny, tiny, tiny amount of pot or coke.
No, but the government wants to spend money. They want to spend more money. They're never trying to spend less money.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, so it's always just decision makers in government versus the people, and the people are kind of like, yeah, you know, we're not really trying to lock people up for using pot or whatever anymore.
I mean, it's pretty drastic, or I don't know.
What's pretty drastic?
This change that Mexico just did or is doing, but it's a good thing, right? I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that they really need to do. Mexico is like, もう大変なことになってるじゃんだって。
Well, the government, they just don't have any power versus the cartels.
Right.
Anyways, the end of Silk Road, I think, is not necessarily a good thing. I don't think it's progress either. Even if I was aligned with the FBI's agenda...Like, cool, they got Silk Road, but it's just the first of an infinite number of these things. This will always exist.
まあね、まあ、いたちごっこだからね。
The black market internet is always going to exist.
Right. Yeah.
Same as any black market. Same as you know, drug use hasn't gone down in the U.S. since they made everything illegal. It hasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, LSD, all that other stuff used to be legal in the U.S. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, at least this Los William Urubrichto song cannot make any money anymore.
Yeah, but there's just going to be a new Ross William Ulbricht.
Right.
Right. I don't know. Whatever.
To get...
Whatever. For the first time in 13 years, the U.S. government has been shut down. A stalemate over the Affordable Care Act, which is also called Obamacare, which is the healthcare law that Republicans have fought since 2010, is preventing a reopening of the government. Economists have estimated the cost of the 3 to 4 week shutdown to the American economy at $55 billion.Furthermore, a debt limit increase in 2 weeks could trigger a U.S. default that could have global economic consequences. And Obama said, if we screw up, everybody screws up. The whole world will have problems. There will be no negotiations over this. Just vote and end the shutdown. And he's speaking to the Speaker of the House, Bonner, who's his main opposition on this issue.
アメリカ政府が13年ぶりに、シャットダウン閉鎖してしまいました。 今もしてるんだけど10月1日からね、これは、まあ、議会がずっと2014会計年度の、まあ、予算の議論をしていて、それが、この2014年の会計年度がもう今月から始まっちゃってるわけなんだけど、それの決着がつかなかったために、まあ、閉鎖ということになりました。でこれは、オバマ大統領が推している医療保険改革に、賛成か反対かっていうのが、まあ主な理由として、その下院と上院 のがもう否決可決でし合った結果こうなっちゃったんだけど、これによって550億ドルの損害が出ると見込まれていて、このまま、最悪のケース3から4週間続くと見られています。でこのまま続くとどうなるかっていうと、10月17日にはもう国債が発行できなくなるので、まあ、キャッシュが要はなくなっちゃうんだよね。そうすると、あの株とか債券が売りまくられることになり、米国債が暴落するので、まあ、米国債をいっぱい持ってる日本もダメージを食らうということなんだけど、
うん、
あのでその今ね、あのこう政府がシャットダウンしたことによって、まあ、緊急性があるその警察とか消防とか以外の、例えばその国立公園美術館とかも全部閉じている状態です。
Yeah, all the public parks are closed. Apparently they're using less satellites for the Coast Guard, and FEMA has furloughed 86% of its permanent employees, and there's a storm in the Gulf of Mexico which is threatening that area between the Florida Panhandle and Louisiana. So FEMA is trying to get their guys back to work to prepare for that.
このまま来るといつ上陸しちゃうの、そのハリケーン。
I have no idea.
But soon,
Storm
right? It has
Karen?
To be soon. Storm か。嵐。
Yeah.
そう。で、これ、もともとは、その、医療保険改革、オバマケアと呼ばれるものが、その、をもちろんオバマさんの民主党が推していて、ただ共和党はそれに反対だから、共和党がいっぱいいる下院の方が、オバマケアを1年延期するっていう風にな案を出して、民主党がいっぱいいる上院がそれを否決してるっていう、それの繰り返しで、どっちかが妥協するまでこの予算が決まらないから閉鎖っていうことになっちゃったんだけど、そもそもオバマケアっていうのは何なのか、
うん、
っていうことなんだけど、日本人ね、ちょっとあんまり馴染みないというか、あんまり関係ないから私もあんまり注目してなかったんだけど、アメリカってその保険が今自由診療なんだよね。だから保険に別に加入しなくてもいいから、それぞれがその民間の保険に加入しなくちゃいけなくて、となるとお金がない人とかはまず保険料が支払えないとか、あとその慢性的な病気がある人だと保険の更新を断られちゃったりする人がいて、保険に入ってない人がいるんだよね。でその保険に入ってる人が今 83% だから、まあ10人に2人ぐらいは保険に入ってないことになっちゃうから、高額な医療費が発生してもう払えないとか、もう病院にまず断られるで死んじゃうとかがあるから、オバマさんがそれをどうにかしようということで、このオバマケアっていうものを提案している。でこれは保険の加入を義務にして、払えない人には補助金を出す、で保険加入率 94% を目指すっていうものなんだけど、これをすると10年間で89兆3000億円かかっちゃう、だから1年に8兆円かかっちゃうということで、この、まあ、要は10人に2人っていうと多いんだけど、実際ただ10人に2人のためにこの1年8兆円使うのはどうなんだっていうことで、まあ、反対してる人たちが、まあ、共和党はね反対してるっていうこと、
うん、
日本とその、まあ、このシャットダウンね、まず政府が閉鎖してるって相当だよね。だから NASA もね閉鎖してるもんね。
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.It's crazy, right?
I feel bad for the little robot on Mars.
ね、どうしてんだろうね。私の友達がね、ハワイに住んでて、こう軍関係の仕事してんのね。
Yeah.
ミリタリーで使う船の点検みたいな。だもう毎日ね、Facebook でなんかもう遊んでる様子をアップしてるもん。なんかシャットダウンイエーイみたいな。暇でイエーイみたいな。だから強制的にバケーションみたいな感じだから。
Isn't it weird how easily that happened?
ね。でもシャットダウン、なんかさ、何年か前ミリタリーもシャットダウンしてたよね、お金なくなっちゃって。なんかそんな感
じ。The US military?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that.
They couldn't pay their people, so they just shut down for about 2 months, some months, and they decided not to pay them.
Where? The entire US military?
Maybe not the entire military.
It would cost more money to like stop military operations than to.
Well, they just like they just gave 強制休暇to some people. So they couldn't go to work and they were not paid.
そっか。
日本だと聞いたことないからびっくりしたけど、その時は。
Japan has a different way of dysfunctioning.
Like how?
Just go on a long running streak of shitty prime ministers that nobody likes.
そういうこと。
Run through like 10 of them in like a couple years.
もう社会の教科書とかどうなってんだろうって感じだよね。もう今誰が首相だっけ、みたいな。
Yeah, the Japanese government is really... I feel like it's really fixed, actually.
It is.
It's a lot more fixed than the American one.
It is. But at least it doesn't shut down.
Like, it's very difficult to change anything in Japan.
そうだね。そうね。でも、この何、国立公園とか美術館も全部閉まってるし、FDA も閉まってる。
うん。
このな日本語でなんていうの、食品管理の人たち、
Food and Drug Administration、
yeah、 だからその食品とか薬 の、 あのクオリティをチェックして認可出したりするところも閉まっちゃってるから。
Isn't it weird that governments kind of solidify like that?
ね、
and get stuck?
というか
because the whole Meiji period and all that stuff that kind of brought aboutthe westernization of Japan, the modernization of Japan, and copying the U.S. and copying these other countries,
yeah.
That whole movement was so change-based. And that same regime has kind of solidified and gotten stuck. You know what I mean? Like the mentality back then was completely different.
そうね、そうね。だから変わらなくちゃいけない今が変化の時ですっていうところから変わらないように変わらないように波風を立てないようにやっていこうになっちゃったからじゃない？企業もそうじゃん、その終身雇用とかでさ、なるべく波風を立てないように今を維持するみたいな。
There's like all these like remaining bits and pieces of like 財閥 that are just like stuck in like、
yeah.
and then like split up into weirdother little corporations and you got like...
なんかあんまり考えてなかったんだけど、ずっと自民党だったじゃん、日本は。まあ、一瞬この間民主党になってダメだったけど、ずっと自民党だった時に、たまになんかヨーロッパ人の人に、日本はもう独裁じゃんって言われて、日本人って別にさ、独裁って思ってないじゃん、一応選挙してるし。だけど、よく考えると、なんだろう、選ぶ人がいないから仕方なく自民党に入れてる人が多いわけじゃん。そうするともう独裁とぶっちゃけ変わらないっていうかさ、結局自民党だって全員が思っちゃってるわけだから。まあ確かに他の国の人から見るとそう見えるのかなって思った。
I've never felt like I could make
any change.
By voting. Like I've never felt like, oh, I'm gonna vote and like.I'm part of this movement to make shit change. It's like shit's not gonna change.
あとやっぱりその
no, that's like a really discouraged, pessimistic view.
東京都知事の選挙とかの時にはやっぱりなんか変わった方がいいんじゃないかなって思ったんだけど、結局おじいちゃんおばあちゃんが多すぎて、日本おじいちゃんおばあちゃんフレンリーな人が勝っちゃうわけじゃん。だからなんだろう、若者向けの政策を出すと若者向けで老人にちょっと不利というか、老人があまり嬉しくないものを出すと結局勝てないから、選挙に。
yeah.
だから
well, there's not that many
若者
to vote.
そう、 だからもともと人数も少ない上に、だからそれでやる気もないじゃん。So I mean it's だからすごい、 it's like a vicious cycle, you know.
The U.S. is really different in that it's been going back and forth for a while.
I wish they take votes like 年代別に。
Why?
なんか or they would at, I wish they would at least tell us.
Why?
Then it shows how
もう分かってるじゃん。
How messed up it is.
We already know.
yeah, we know, but like I want to know like どのジェネレーションが誰にボートしたみたいな。I want to see it like really clearly.
They do stuff like that in the States, and it's always like really 当たり前のこと. It's like, oh, all the, you know, all the white people voted for Romney, and all the black people voted for Obama, and it's like, it doesn't really mean anything. Yeah. I don't feel like. Yeah. I mean, it just means that, yeah, black people or even the Mexicans were voting for Obama too. It's just on average, if you look at those, if you look at people of that. Background, they tend to not be in as good of an economic position, and the positions represented by Obama tend to be more favorable for someone that's not in a good economic situation. So that's why they vote that way. And then that, you know, if you look at the wealthier people in the United States, they tend to be white. And then those, you know, like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is one of them. Mitt Romney is like the yeah. one of the wealthiest examples of that. And so everyone just votes for themselves, right? So yeah, it just comes down to a demographics issue almost.
なんかロムニーみたいな人が政治家になってる時点でもう終わってるじゃんね。Like how could he ever know what most people in the States are going through, right?
How could either of them know?
Like, he's so loaded.
Romney?
Yeah.
Well, Obama went to one of the best schools in Hawaii.
Right.
You know, and then he's not exactly
But at least he has his, like, half black card that he can pull.
Yeah, he's got the half black card and the single mother. Card, yeah. Both of which are pretty huge, but the political system
Spanish.
In the United States, it can basically be boiled down to, you know, in the last election, it's like, it's always just, are you going to vote Democrat or are you going to vote Republican? And here's, if you vote Democrat, here's what you agree to. It's like a contract. You know, so, you're okay with this, you're okay with this, you're okay with this. And you can't not check any of the boxes. You have to check all.
America の面白いところは、日本だとこう、私は自民党とかあなたは民主党ですかとかそういうのないじゃん普通の人がなんていうの、It's like アメリカだとこう自分のアイデンティティとしてもう私はこっちあなたはこっちそうそうそうもう自分の血液型みたいなレベルで
Oh, it's way beyond that.
でしょだからいや日本でいう血液型みたいな私 O 型みたいな感じで
Oh yeah, but your political alliance in the States It's such a huge deal that if you ask someone that, like right off the bat, it'll be awkward.
And it's so huge even to me. Like, if I try to date an American person and if he's like, oh, I'm a Republican,
yeah.
then it's kind of, I'm kind of like, it's hard not to judge.
You what know if what he was I mean? A Democrat?
なんか、もともとね、なんか、マミ日本で育ってるから、私はデモクラットですとか、私はリパブリカンですっていう言い方自体がちょっと違和感があるの。You know what I mean? Like, if you said, I support so-and-so,
yeah.
it's like, まあ、わかるけど、なんか、I'm a Democrat とかってさ、なんか、不思議な感じしない?
Well, what I don't understand is everyone wants to debate different issues. So, you know, they debate drug laws, they debate
abortion,
they debate stem cells, they debate space programs, they debate all this different stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to vote... You don't get to say shit about any of it. You don't get to say even a little bit about any of it. You have there's two sets. There's two basic ideologies, and you have to align yourself with one or the other. I don't subscribe to either.
だからやっぱりいつも言ってるけど、ドイツとかみたいにイシューボーリングした方がいいんだよ。Why don't they do this? I don't understand. もうインターネット投票とかでもいいじゃん。Easy voting だったら。
Facebook could do it. Facebook could do it tomorrow.
It's so freaking easy. なんでやらないの？ なんでやらないかって言ったら、やっちゃったら不利になる人たちがいっぱい出てくるわけじゃん。
Everyone says they're afraid of corruption. It's like, oh, it's gonna get hacked. It's gonna get hacked. It's like, dude,
it's already corrupted, dude.
There's PayPal on the internet. There's credit cards all on the internet. If they can hack money, they'll hack money.
だから、issue voting だったら、そういうロビングとかね、どこの業界団体が一番お金持ってて、ロビングのコネクションがありますが関係ないわけじゃん。なんでやらないんだろうね。I don't think it's democracy unless we have issue voting.
Well, okay, so they wouldn't allow issue voting because, for example, right now Obama has an agenda and Obama has his own ideas on all of those issues and he wants everyone to align behind that.
Yeah.
And everyone wants everyone else to align behind their set of ideas.
Yeah.
Right? Because if the president says, oh, I'm democratic, but we're going to vote on the issues, and then everyone votes, and people are going to obviously, they're going to have to disagree with him on some of those issues.
Yeah,
so some of the things that he wants to push wouldn't get through either.
Yeah, of course. And of course, that's why they don't do it, but なんかさ、民主主義って言うんだったら they should be doing that. だってさ、日本でね、選挙の前に必ずテレビとかメディアで若者が選挙に行かないっていう話をするわけじゃん。And it's like 若者が政治興味ないからなんじゃないかんじゃら、若者は選挙に行かないからなんじゃないかん。But it's like, why would they? Why would they be interested? Why would they go to vote when there's no point? Right? If young people can feel like they can actually make a change or they have a say in stuff, then of course they'll go.
Well,
it's just not relevant. It feels relevant because there are so many old people here. There's so many old people
when
here.
When they say, like, wakamono aren't going, then all the wakamono are like, oh, the other wakamono aren't going, so I'm not going to go.
So, それもあるよね。Like, そうだね。
Do you know what I mean?
それもあるね。
If they announce, like, oh, old people aren't voting this year, none of the old people are voting, then all the old people would hear that, and they'd be like, fuck it.
そっち、そうだね。逆にすればいいのにね。確かに、日本人のメンタリティとしてさ、みんながやってますって言うとみんなやる傾向にあるじゃん。だったらさ、本当に若者に選挙に行かせたいんだったら、テレビと新聞が逆のことを言うべきだね。確かに。老人が選挙に行かない傾向にあり、若者がみんな選挙に行っていますって言えば、逆に若者はみんな行くよね。
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just so messed up. It's so messed up. They always talk about how, like, 若者が年金をね、今背負っているわけじゃん。自分はどれぐらいもらえるかもわからないけど、今老人がいっぱいいるから、この年金のシステムがもう work してないじゃん。
It's just stupid. That's the problem.
だからこそ若者が、
The problem is that it's all stupid.Because we're surrounded by everything else that's not stupid. Everything else that we're doing is not stupid. I can check my bank balance online.
Yeah, yeah.
I can send emails and communicate with people. I can pay for things online. I can decide all kinds of things online. Right? We've got Facebook. We've got Google. We've got Twitter. We've got all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then what? I got to go to some stupid office on my weekend and write on a piece of paper and fold it up and put it in a... Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
If this is the system that is behind this, the engine of the country that is going to guide us in a certain direction on all these different issues,
yeah.
And if it's a platform for people to have input on what we're going to do with our tax money, and if it's so fucking important, then why is it such a shitty system?
Nah.
It's the shittiest, stupidest system. The U.S. government told me,that they wouldn't even count my vote unless it was like a tie. Because I have an absentee ballot.
And so does
everyone that's in the military. They also have an absentee ballot. So they wouldn't even count my vote unless they were going to open up absentee ballots, right? But if they open up absentee ballots, then they would also count all the military ballots too, right?
Right.
In which case, I already know that it's going to go Republican, right?
Right.
So why would I vote? I literally don't have a vote.
意味ない、ね、
So, fuck that.、
まあ、アメリカの場合特にその何州ごとにっていうのがあるからねさらに意味ないよね一人一人のボールが
It's so dumb.
It's like,
so dumb.
If you're from Texas, then and if you're Democrat, then もうボールの意味ないじゃん
It's all so dumb. I refuse to participate in something so fucking stupid and poorly managed. Wow. It's infuriating.
不思議だよね。
I'll vote. Just give me a way that's not stupid.
Yeah.
To do it. Yeah. It's such a the way they do it now is a waste of resources and it's just a disaster.
Here in Japan as well. Just stop complaining how young people don't go to vote.
Can I vote to change the system?
Thinking.
This is my vote right now.
そうそう。そうだよ。だから issue voting してよ。そしたら絶対行くよ。絶対やるよ。
Issue voting and we don't have to go to a physical location to do that.
Yeah, online.
If you can't figure out the internet, I'm sorry.
本当だよね。
Don't even worry about it. We'll run the country. Just relax.
本当だよ。若者が選挙に行かないって文句言う前になんで行かないんだろうっていうのを考えないとね。Seriously, like, 企業だったらさ、なんでうちの商品売れないんだろうってなった時にさ、消費者のせいだってならないじゃん。
Yeah.
Right? That's not the answer.
If you're
like a normal person working at a company, 上司にさ、なんでお前この商品売れないんだよって言われた時にさ、消費者のせいですって言わずになんで売れないんだろうって考えるじゃんね。Why can't they do it? Why can't they? This is so normal. You know, this is so simple. Why can't they do it? This is what everybody's doing. Everybody besides the government is doing every single day at work. You know? It's like, what are they doing?
It's done.
Rant.
I know. It's just so stupid. I can't believe it.
Nah.
I don't even know why we started talking about voting. But we did.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay.
Anyways. A giant squid washed up on shore on October 1st in Spain at La Arena Beach in Cantabria. Did I say that right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. The giant squid is 9 meters long and weighs 180 kilograms. And according to news reports, it's a specimen of Architeuthis dux, or dux. Which is the largest invertebrate on Earth, which invertebrate is like an animal without a backbone.
Right.
And actually the first live footage of this giant squid in its natural habitat was captured in 2012 by Japanese zoologist Tsunemi Kubodera.
So wait, it's the same kind of squid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're both an Architeuthis giant squid. And that was in Ogasawara Islands, about 1,000 kilometers south of Tokyo.
Spain のカンタブリアで巨大なイカが打ち上げられました。9メートル180キロ。写真すごいよね。本当にお化けイカみたいな感じで。これは、前にね日本で撮影成功されたダイオウイカみんなテレビとかで見たと思うんだけどと同じ種目のイカだって、
yeah.
すごいねダイオウイカね上野に来てた時見に行ったんだけど死んでるこう標本みたいになってるのもうね大きすぎてなんか意味がわからないもうこんなのが海でいたらてか見ちゃったらもう本当におしっこ漏れるわみたいな本当にこんなのなんていうの本当恐竜の時代みたいな感じじゃん
Yeah, they're pretty scary
この写真すごいよね
It's like the worst quality picture ever
But it's huge
It's pretty huge
偽物に見えるもん
Well, 9 meters long
Yeah
that's
like roughly 8階建てとかでしょlike 7階8階建てのビルとか
9 meters?
Yeah
Maybe like 3
Oh 3階建て?
2 It's been between 2 and 3
oh.
I'd say maybe 3
3階建て?
Yeah, not
I can't do math But okay It's still huge これ食べれんのかな? すごい量のイカリングできるよね
Yeah, but this one washed up dead, so it's not fresh. You probably can't. You'd have to use a lot of wasabi if you wanted to eat this one.
Yeah, no thanks.
These things are real. They're actually... I mean, the first footage ever was last year. Or the first live footage.
So, あのね、 あれだよね、このダイオウイカ、日本人のその久保寺さんっていう人が撮ったやつ、あのこのちっちゃいさ丸い白いなんかキューブみたいな乗り物に乗って深海まで降りていって、でなんかイカが来るのをもうひたすら待つみたいな、ていうかなんか深海の生き物が来るのをひたすら待つの、それで真っ暗だからこうライトつけて、でこのダイオウイカがねこうシューって泳いでるビデオがあるんだけど、もうねそのなんかその人たちの声も入ってんの、ちょっとかわいいもん。
Did you see that weird video of this animal that came up to an oil rig? It was caught on an oil rig camera?
No.
But it was like a huge blobby creature, and they couldn't identify it.
What does it look like?
For a long time.
どういう感じ?
It's just a It's really hard to tell what you're looking at. It's just like, it looks like someone took a, it looks like a giant sheet of plastic in the water, but it's alive. It's humongous.
Oh,
okay. It's really
so,
weird.
So, 平らってこと? It's like a sheet?
It's just a big blob.
何?クジラ、クジラじゃないや、クラゲみたいな。
It's like a giant amoeba in the ocean、
はあ、
that just kind of like
動いてる。
floats around.
あ、うにょうにょしてる。
Yeah, but they figured out that it's alive, and I think they figured out what kind of、jellyfish it is. I think it's some type of jellyfish.
Oh, it's jellyfish.
Yeah, but it's enormous, and it,、oh. they caught it on the oil rig camera.
Wow. 海はね、まだ全然謎が多いからね、実は。
Yeah, we discover new stuff in the ocean all the time.
Yeah, 9 meters. だよ。こんなの泳いでんだよ。
We have no idea how many of these things there are, huh?
Yeah, this could. It's possible that this was the last one.
Have you seen the movie Sphere?
Yeah.
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 Didn't they have this in Sphere?
イカ？全然覚えてない。結構古くない？
Didn't they have giant squid in Sphere?
I don't. I even read a book, but.
Yeah, I read the Sphere book actually.
なんでだろう、なんで本読んだのしかも二人して全然でもね正直映画は覚えてない。
あ、そう。
結構古いよね。
Sphere is such a good movie. It's such a good movie.
あれいつ、
It has that really short guy in it. I forgot his name. The,
what?
the What's that guy's name?
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. とあれじゃなかったっけ、the girl. Who was? Oh, was it? Wait, who was in it?
I don't remember.
Dustin Hoffman しか覚えてない。Yeah.
I just remember a short guy. also, this is kind of related, but not really. But a South Korean research university called KAIST has developed robots called Jeros. Like Jero.
演歌歌手.
It's called Jellyfish Elimination Robotic Swarm.And they float on the surface of the water, and they use GPS and a camera to detect jellyfish swarms. And then the robots have an internal computer so that they can calculate the optimal path and use motors to track down these jellyfish. And then it has these submerged nets that guide the jellyfish up into the robot. And the robot has these blades that are spinning and chop the jellyfish up into little pieces.
そう、それにちょっとあのつながったニュースで、韓国の KAIST っていうところがクラゲ駆除ロボットを開発しました。これジェロスっていう名前なんだけど、あの GPS でそのクラゲの場所を特定して、網で歯がついてるんだけど、そこに連れて行ってそのブレードでバラバラにするっていうのなんだけど、1時間に900キロのクラゲを駆除できる。
The new version, yeah.
これ日本もさ、あの越前クラゲが大量発生してすごいことになってるじゃん、毎年。
What about the 野村クラゲ？
何それ？
They have 野村クラゲ that reaches like one クラゲ can be like 600 kilos or something.
What?
超でかいやつ。
600キロ一人で？No, what?
Yeah, they clogged up the nuclear power plant recently.
Ah, はいはいはいはいはい。その clogged up の話は知ってるけど、I didn't know that 1個のクラゲが600キロ。
I think so.
That's huge.
Yeah, the first version could destroy 400 kilos of jellyfish per hour.
Mm.
But the new Jerolsa, South Korean robot, can destroy 910 kilos of jellyfish per hour. And that's per robot swarm. Right? So they put these little robots in the ocean. They do this.
この、やっぱ大きい動物っていうのはちょっとワクワクするね。
うん。
なんか、まだこんなのいるんだ、みたいな。
They're largely going after, like, box jellyfish. The tentacles can be over 2 meters long. And okay. The box jellyfish is, like, one of the most poisonous jellyfish in the world. So if you get stung by box jellyfish, you can die.
Okay. That sucks.
And just recently, they shut down a Swedish nuclear power plant because jellyfish were clogging up the water intake, the water that they used to cool the plant.
クラゲって不思議だよね。でもクラゲって美味しいよね。
Is it?
うん。中華料理であるじゃん。
I've never had クラゲ before.
え?
I don't think I have.
中華料理行くと前菜で絶対もう有無を言わさず出てくるじゃん。
That Echizen クラゲ is actually called Nomura's jellyfish in English.
え?嘘?
Yeah.
何それ?日本ではみんな Echizen クラゲって呼んでるよ。
Yeah, they don't weigh 800 kilos or 600 kilos or whatever I said.
Echizen karage is big, but it's not that big.
It's not that big.
But it's just that, you know, 超いっぱいいるから。
でも、2メートル。
足も入れるとね。
In diameter.
Oh. Yeah, だってさ、have you seen like those footages on TV? なんか大量発生してる時に漁師さんたちがさ、こう網にクラゲがかかっちゃって、魚とかが全部ダメージしちゃうからすごい被害なんですみたいな。
They get up to 200 kilo.
That's still huge.
That's still huge.
このジェロス使えばいいのにね。
That's way smaller than the jellyfish I made up though.
Yeah. Your imaginary jellyfish.
Yeah, it's way smaller. But 200 kilo でもでかいじゃん。
でかいよ。全然でかいよ。
It's way bigger than a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have these machines...that are chopping up the jellyfish. Do you think that's fucked up? Or shogunai? Or we should?
It depends why. It depends on nande sore o yatteru ka janai no.
Well, there's too many jellyfish. That's why.
Demo sa, 大量発生の原因も何かによるよね。If it's us, then it's fucked up. Like, if it's global warming or...
Oh yeah, they've already said that global warming has contributed to...
Kurage? 大量発生?
I don't know.
Didn't
they say that?
If it's us, and then if we're like killing them, then it's kind of... It's really fucked up.
I don't even know where jellyfish hang out.
What do you mean?
If I'm at the North Pole, are there jellyfish? Or... No, right?
わかんない。でもいろんな種類があるからね、クラゲって。
Yeah.
相当の種類いるじゃん。だってすごい深海にいるのもいればさ、その辺に普通にプカプカね、浅瀬にいるのもいるじゃん。
光ってるやつとか。
いやいやいや、あれすごいよね。Yeah. たまに水族館とかに。
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
A lot of jellyfish.
Okay. 以上かな。
Yeah, you wanted to say something about...
あ、そう、T シャツのね、あの、振り込みしてくれた人ありがとうございます。で、ちょっとね、あの、いろいろ問い合わせの質問が多いのが、あの、支店の名前なんだけど、上野じゃなくて、上野毛支店なので、あの、振り込めないみたいな感じで言ってる人は、上野毛、かで探してください。うで探しちゃうと出てこないから、多分みんなね、上野か上野毛かと思っちゃったんだと思うんだけど、上野毛です。はい。っていうのが言いたかった。あとね、この間の特別編みんな聞いてくれたみたいで、あのコメントとかたくさんもらってありがとうございました。楽しかったね。
Yeah, it was cool. I think it was a good interview. I liked that one. I liked that episode.
ね、楽しかった。すごい。
Yeah.
あのマットもね、よくなんかすごい忙しいからさ。
Yeah, he's doing a lot right now.
ね、大変人気者ですね。
Yeah.
っていうわけであれじゃない、あのバイリンガルニュースに出たい芸能人の皆様でバイリンガルの方いたらぜひ。
Yeah, we should do that more often for sure.
Yeah.
If anyone's down.
Yeah. 芸能人じゃなくてもいいけど、あの
面白い
面白い人
適当
面白い話がある人でバイリンガルの人、
うん、
いたらぜひ、あとあのこんな人いいんじゃないですかみたいなねサジェスチョンとかも、うん、あったらぜひください。
Please.
っていうわけで終わりかな。
Yeah, don't let this weather drag you down. I'm totally letting this weather drag me down. I woke up and I was like, fuck.
やめて。
寒い。
やめて。そうね、急になんか秋だよね。
I hate it when it's warm when you're going to bed, so you're okay, and you wake up and 寒い。
寒いよね。
Like it's like the worst.
ね、だから猫飼ってよかったって思う。あったかいもん、猫。
I don't have a 猫。
It's like 生き物湯たんぽ。So,
Next Thursday?
うん、木曜日。
Yep.
じゃあね。
以上です。